eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Thursday, July 7th, and we are here answering your financial questions. Will you be thinking about something as you're walking on the beach, as you're taking a hike in the mountains, as you are, what else do you do? Fish at the lake. I'm trying to kind of cover everybody. Would you be thinking about something financial, like clicking away, just like you can't stop yourself? I can't relax. Well, if that's the case, doesn't matter if you're on vacation. You can just shoot a little note to us and we'll get to this so you can get it off of your mind and bring it to our world. All you need to do is go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button. Don't forget to check the box if you're willing to come on the air. That's what David did. David's on the line from Northern California. Hi, David. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Of course. What can I do for you? What can Mark and I do for you? Because he'll be listening in. He might pop in every now and again.
Primarily have a question about the best way to plan for retirement. I'm self-employed. You want me to kind of give you the rundown?
Give me the rundown and like how old you are and your family, etc.
I'm 41. Wife is 42. I'm self-employed as a landscape architect and contractor. My wife's a physician. We have two kids, ages 8 and 11. We are in a pretty expensive place. So our house is worth about 1.8 and we owe about 900 on it. No other debt. My business income has recently jumped to about 300 and my wife's salary is about 210 and she has the benefits through her work. Assets are, I have a Roth from kind of earlier, about 160. My wife has a Roth about 80. And then when I started doing my self-employed thing, I started a SEP IRA, which right now has 160. My wife has a 401k through her work, which has 90, and that's split 50-50 between a regular 401k and a Roth 401k, which she maxes out. And as long as she stays with her job, she'll get a really nice pension and medical benefits for life.
Ooh, so we're hoping. Hold on. Tell me more about the pension. Jill loves a pension.
She like doesn't absolutely love her job, but it's, they call it the golden handcuffs.
Yes.
So I think it's like 75% of her maximum earning.
Oh God.
Life-ish.
Oh yeah. My God. That is so fantastic.
Yeah. So the definite golden handcuffs. And then we've been able to save a lot more money the last few years. So I've been just putting that into a Vanguard brokerage index fund because I didn't really know what else to do with it. And we've started saving for the kids' 529 plans as well. We've got like 30 in one and 25 in another.
Okay. And how much is in the brokerage account?
So right now we got about 425.
Yowza. That's nice.
So yeah, we've been able to save pretty well the last like 2 to 3 years. And I'll kind of go over my question and my goal with you.
Wait, one quick question before you do that. The $900,000 mortgage, what's the interest rate on it?
3.15, I believe.
Okay. And it's a 30-year, right?
Yeah.
the kids' college. Are you putting money in on an ongoing basis, or is it like grandparents that are dumping money in? How are you deciding about that?
Chunks right now, when like, because my income just fluctuates. Like when I finish a big job, I get paid a big amount. So then I just put in like 5 here, 10 there, whatever. And my goal is to probably have about 100 for each kid, hoping for state school.
Listen, you're in the California system. My God, that would be so good. Do you guys have in addition to the brokerage, do you also have an emergency reserve fund?
Yeah, we just in our personal and like business, we have about usually 75 to 80 cash.
Anything else that is out there in terms of like obligations, parents or siblings that you think that you might have to worry about in the future?
No, we're really fortunate. Parents are in great shape and financially and physically, emotionally, everything like that. So no, we're
what kind
lucky.
Of family is emotionally all set? I wonder what that's like.
For the most part, it's all good. Yeah, we're lucky.
All right. So now tell me you said it's retirement. That's your big question. So let's talk about that. What's on your mind about that?
Well, so the SEP IRA, there's so many different options out there, and I've tried to research it, and it's never been really clear to me what the best option is. So I set up a SEP. My business is set up as an S corp, which my accountant talked me into a long time ago to save some money on payroll tax and such. So my understanding is I'm only allowed to contribute 20% of my income to my SEP IRA every year.
25%.
25%, yeah. So my salary is $80,000, and then my additional income comes from shareholder distributions.
So wait a second. Just hold on. Before, I just want everyone listening to understand this. The reason that you would have salary at 80 and then shareholder distributions for the balance is that when you have salary, you have to pay FICA tax on that. And so when you have salary of 80, you're like, oh, I got to pay that extra money to pay into Social Security, right? And Medicare. But when I take shareholder distributions, I don't have to pay the FICA on that. And the arbitrage is essentially that you save that money in taxes. I'm not sure. I don't love that generally. I wouldn't mind like you, because what happens is that like, you kind of rob yourself of Social Security benefits in the future, right?
Yeah.
Because you're not paying into the Social Security wage base. But, you know, I presume the accountants run the numbers, but I don't know. I always feel like that's a little bit of a hokey pokey. I bet it was like more interesting when you were making like $120,000. Now that you're making $300,000, I sort of feel like,
When she set it up, when I was making like $80,000 to $100,000.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of one of my questions too, was, am I better off raising my salary to be able to contribute more to my IRA, so I'm not just limited to the 20 a year, or does this S corp even really make sense? And would I be, you know, potentially better off just going back to a sole proprietorship?
Well, do you have employees?
I have 10.
You have 10 employees?
Yeah, I didn't
used
to.
Holy crap!
Well, it's construction. So yeah, I couldn't do what I do now without having the employees do the building for me.
Right. So they're full time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. My inclination is for you to at least take your salary up to the Social Security wage base, which is $147,000 for 2022.
Perfect. So that was my other question for you. Like, yeah, what's the maximum benefit?
That's where I would do it. I would go up to this wage base, and then you can take the rest as S-Corp dividends. Now, the thing that's interesting, though, are you making contributions for everyone on a SEP?
No. So most of my employees I do landscape construction. They're immigrants and I pay them well. They're all above board and all that, but they're not that interested in retirement funds. And because they don't want the money coming out of their check. So they've all declined that. They said, give me more money in my paycheck. And I'm not doing that, which they're allowed to do.
Okay. Legit, that's cool.
No, everything's legit. It's just, it's kind of a different culture. They don't want to.
Yeah, I want my cash. I want my money now.
They don't always trust the banks and stuff, and they definitely don't trust the stock market. So they just kind of want their paycheck, and that's it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So if you were to increase your your salary from 80 to whatever this, you know, 147, you would be able to crank a little bit more on your SEP IRA contribution.
Okay. And so the SEP is the best for desk. That was mainly what I was wondering. And then kind of following that is this whole backdoor Roth thing, which you guys talk about a lot. And I have never fully grasped. I think I kind of get it. But basically, if I was to just take the money that I have in my IRA and then try to do this backdoor Roth, I would just owe taxes on all of that money, right? And every time.
Right. I mean, you have, well, right now, you said you've got two Roth accounts. You've got a SEP IRA. Your wife has a Roth and a traditional 401k. There's no other IRA asset that's outside of your wife's traditional 401k, right? Neither you nor your wife have another IRA account that's not a Roth, right?
No.
Okay. The way that I guess that you could, the problem is that you have a SEP IRA. And Mark, when he has a SEP IRA, does that not screw him for doing a backdoor Roth because he's subject to the pro rata rules?
Yeah, the SEP is part of the pro rata.
So the problem is for you, a backdoor Roth won't work. And the reason is that if for everyone listening, it's not just if you, a SEP IRA is a special IRA, it's a simplified employee pension. If you have an existing IRA account, whether it's a SEP or a traditional IRA, and you want to try to do what's called a backdoor Roth, put money in a non-deductible IRA and then immediately convert it to a Roth, it doesn't work when you have existing IRA assets in addition to that. But I think you're on the right track, which is you got the brokerage account, which is great. The money that's in the brokerage account, is it not feasible that we take a chunk of that money out and dump it into the 529 plans?
Yeah, we could do that. And pretty confident I'll be able to get to the goal of like where I want to be with the 529 plans well before they're in college. My final question for you has to do with the brokerage account. So I'm working my butt off, trying to make this money, but it kind of takes a toll and I don't really want to work this hard forever. So I kind of set myself a goal of if I could reach like $1 million in the brokerage account and then cut back on work and go back to where I was before having all these employees and all the stress, I think I could be there maybe in like 3 to 4 years. And then if I basically just don't touch it and for like 14 to 15 years and it could like double once and then maybe double it again, then I might be set for retirement like at like late 50s, early 60s.
Well, does listen, I mean, it depends. It doesn't, isn't it somewhat predicated on your wife having that pension or not? Do you know what I mean? Like, yes, it's a feasible goal, but I don't think you should work yourself like to death for 4 or 5 years. I think you should work hard and you should save, but I mean, you can moderate also. You're making a really good living right now. You're kind of going for it while it's there for the taking, right? But you also have to live and you have to make a decision about how hard you want to work. And some of this is going to be predicated on whether or not your wife will be able to claim that pension. And so I think that what I would say is, sure, keep piling money in and then you can downshift and go back to having fewer employees. And then hopefully you are in a position to work, probably have more longevity by pulling back a little bit. Do you have wills and power of attorney and healthcare proxies?
I got life insurance set up recently, which was a big challenge, but actually thank you to you always plugging Policy Genius. They were the only ones that were able to get me life insurance because of my new hobby, which is paragliding. Nobody wants to insure paragliders. The will and trust and stuff we're actually working on right now. So I know we're behind schedule on that, but yeah, we're working on that.
All right. Listen, here's the game plan for you guys. You're going to keep socking money away into your SEP. You're going to increase your salary to the wage base, sock money away into the SEP, keep putting money into the brokerage account. Try not to kill yourself, but then you can probably downshift a little bit from this sort of heavy duty, $300,000 a year, kill myself. And hopefully your wife is able to stick with her job and you're able to claim that pension benefit. And I think you'll be great. You'll be on track to do what you want to do when you want to do it. So, David, thank you so much for contacting us. And we are lucky that we have such a great listening community And we are relying on you guys to send your questions to us and to come on the air with us to make this a fabulous community of people who share our ideas. And that's what we do with you guys and you do with us. So if you've got a question, just go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button. Let us know if you come on the air. We'd love that. And if you wouldn't mind, leave us a rating or review. It really helps us out. Put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.